Listen to this news. Trump warns 200% tariff on EU alcohol as trade war intensifies. President Donald Trump has threatened to impose a 200% tariff on EU alcohol in retaliation to the European Union's recent tariff hike on American spirits, intensifying an already volatile trade war. Retaliation over steel and aluminum tariffs. The trade dispute escalated following the EU's decision to impose a 50% tariff on American spirits, a response to Trump's 25% tariffs on aluminum and steel that took effect on Wednesday. In a post on Truth Social, Trump warned that unless the EU rescinded its new tariff, the US would impose heavy duties on wines, champagnes, and other alcoholic products from France and other EU nations. If this tariff is not removed immediately, the US will shortly place a 200% tariff on all wines, champagnes, and alcoholic products coming out of France and other EU-represented countries, Trump stated, adding that this move would benefit the domestic wine and champagne industries. EU's response and market impact. The European Commission justified its countermeasures, imposing tariffs on 26 billion euros worth of US goods, including boats, bourbon, and motorbikes. The tariffs, scheduled to take effect in April, were deemed swift and proportionate by EU officials. Market reactions were swift, with the S&P 500 index sliding into correction territory, down 10% from its recent all-time high. The US spirits industry voiced concerns, warning that the retaliatory tariffs could further damage businesses and jobs. France vows to fight back. France, the largest wine exporter to the US, shipping $2.5 billion worth of wine last year, vowed not to back down. French Trade Minister Laurent Saint-Martin accused Trump of escalating the conflict and pledged that France would fight back. "We will not give in to threats and will always protect our industries," Saint-Martin wrote on X, formerly Twitter. Olaf Gill, the EU Commission's trade spokesperson, urged the US to revoke its steel and aluminum tariffs, emphasizing the need for negotiations rather than further escalation. He warned that tariffs lead to lose-lose outcomes and called for dialogue between US and EU officials to de-escalate tensions. Potential industry fallout. Alcoholic beverages remain one of the EU's top exports to the US. France exported nearly 27 million bottles of champagne to the US in 2023, making it the largest export market for the beverage. The Irish Whiskey Association warned that tariffs could have a devastating impact on jobs and investments in the sector. "There is no winner in a trade war," the association stated, highlighting the importance of the US as its biggest trading partner. Economists predict that if Trump's proposed 200% tariffs take effect, French wine imports to the US could plummet. "Your liquor store probably won't stock it," Justin Wolfers, a University of Michigan economist, told CNN, suggesting that imports could drop to near zero. Trump's defiant stance. During a meeting with Irish Taoiseach Michael Martin, Trump reaffirmed his intention to retaliate against the EU's tariffs. "Of course, I will respond," Trump said, accusing the EU of being one of the most hostile and abusive taxing and tariffing authorities in the world. Trump's aggressive trade policies have sparked backlash from Wall Street, but he remains resolute in his stance. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent indicated that additional tariffs, including those on the auto industry, could be imposed. Calls for resolution. The U.S. spirits industry has urged de-escalation. "We want toasts, not tariffs," said Chris Swanger, CEO of the Distilled Spirits Council of the United States. He noted that the US and EU spirits industries have maintained a zero-for-zero tariff agreement since 1997 and warned that the new tariffs could severely impact exports. Meanwhile, Canada has approached the World Trade Organization, WTO, regarding the US steel and aluminum tariffs, arguing that they violate trade agreements. The Unione Italiana Vini, representing Italian winemakers, projected that Trump's proposed tariffs could cost the industry 1 billion euros, further straining transatlantic trade relations. Energy industry. Dangote refinery boosts international crude imports to meet local deliveries.